We're executing 20 search warrants in 4 businesses, 16 residences, and 2 vehicles. This investigation targets an alleged criminal organization that operates here in Montreal. And the infractions that are being investigated are cocaine trafficking, money laundering, and illegal gambling.
That's the voice of Charles Poirier, an RCMP spokesperson, about the raids that happened earlier this week. 400 officers involved in these raids, looking at what we've been told, cocaine, money laundering. The RCMP called the raids a massive operation, which they say was targeting a suspected criminal organization operating in this city. Gary Clements on the line, former director of organized crime investigations and the author of Undercover, Inside the Shady World of Organized Crime and the RCMP. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Elias. Appreciate having an opportunity to discuss this.
What do you think our listeners need to know about a massive operation, 400 officers? When you hear the RCMP is conducting an operation, given your background, a 400 man, a woman, person operation, what goes through your mind?
Well, it's clear to me from the scope of it that they've been working on this for some time. It's also clear that this is definitely focused on organized crime, and it just shows that because of the number of charges that they're laying, they're looking at the totality of the criminal enterprise, not just one aspect of it. So, first of all, my reaction is hats off to the concept of having combined force investigations, because this shows what can be accomplished. Everybody works together. And it also shows that we are capable, with the right attitude and approach, to take on organized crime, which has failed in many other parts of this country.
Just going on some of the things that the police did tell us earlier this week, money laundering, I want to talk about that for a second here, because I'm telling you, Gary, you know, I've gone to the bank with, you know, very innocent things to do at the bank, and I've received third degree, okay? Like I remember sold my condo. My goodness, did they have lots of questions about where I got the money? and then I hear these stories about money laundering and organized crime, and I wonder how there aren't checks catching this kind of thing. So why don't you tell us a little bit more on that end, the money laundering side of this?
Well, Elias, we look at it, we've got a number of weaknesses in our legislation. You know, unfortunately, what happens is organized crime is very proficient working with lawyers and setting up various companies. They set up bogus bank accounts, et cetera. They rely on nominees, which are either friends, family, or unsuspecting people to help move the money. And they become very proficient at it. They have accountants at their calling whenever they need them. And as a result of that, they are very proficient. Banks, for the most part, and I can tell you as a compliance officer with the bank, the regulatory requirements that are on banks, most people would probably gasp at what we're required to do. But the bottom line is there's always going to be weaknesses when you look at the size of a bank, like our Big Five, the massive amounts of money that are flowing through there on any given day. And they're dealing with individuals, you know, walking with tellers and that. So there's always going to be a weakness, whether we like it or not. And again, as I say, organized crime has become very proficient. The more regulation we put in place, the better they adapt. And they have been very effective.
Let's talk about the drugs. Let's talk about the cocaine, apparently, in this operation here. We have seen what has happened to so many Canadian city downtown cores due to drug use. And I'd love your perspective on organized crime and their role in what we see across our country.
Well, cocaine is definitely has been the traditional domain of our outlaw motorcycle gangs and our traditional organized crime, Italian groups, over many, many years. Obviously, what's impacting most cities is the fentanyl crisis. And as you know, a lot of that is precursors coming out of China, going into Mexico, into the cartel, then flowing up into Canada. We now know that precursors are going into British Columbia, and there's labs there. That's probably the most impacting right now in our cities. And the bottom line is it's Chinese organized crime is triads, and we have been very ineffective, both with our immigration policies and our legislation in combating this, and it's only going to get worse.
We're with Gary Clement, former director of organized crime investigations at the RCMP, talking about the raids that happened earlier in the week in this city. So, Gary, 20 search warrants, four businesses, those were mostly bars. We also saw 16 homes around the Montreal region raided by these 400 officers. What kind of a dent does an operation like this create for in the operations of organized crime? Like, will they be significantly affected by a raid like this?
There's going to be a short-term impact. There's no doubt about it. But unfortunately, there's far too many people that are willing to fill in and carry on. Mm-hmm. You know, we've taken out groups in the past, and, you know, within 6 months, they're back up operating or another group steps in. So it is impactful for short term. The other thing that's going to be interesting, because of the complexity of putting this prosecution together, we got to be mindful of the stench comb, which requires full disclosure, and Jordan, which requires a speedy trial. And as you know, a lot of our big organized crime trials have been turfed on for one reason or another for technicalities. So it's going to be really interesting whether they can put this together in a timely manner so it doesn't meet one or come afoul of either one of those jurisprudence.
Is law enforcement one step behind or one step ahead of organized crime right now?
I'd like to, reality is we're about three steps behind, unfortunately.
Three steps. My goodness. Is there anything that we could do? When I say we, I don't know, collectively, agencies, governments, what could we do to get to the one step or to get to an even pace?
Well, the only thing that's going to change, I've been preaching this for 10 years. We need a strong federal force. The RCMP has just pulled in far too many directions. And until we get a strong federal force, you know, unfortunately, it's falling to a lot of the municipalities and city forces, and that's not going to combat it. If you look at what happens in the United States, they've got Homeland Security, they've got Drug Enforcement Administration, Internal Revenue Service, and FBI. All of them are combating organized crime. Mm-hmm. We do not have that in this country.
Gary, got to leave it there. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
That's Gary Clement, former director of organized crime investigations at the RCMP and author of Undercover: Inside the Shady World of Organized Crime and the RCMP.